A push to make school lunches healthier has hit a roadblock in Congress. On Monday, House Republicans stripped Obama administration proposals from a spending bill. Those proposals would have limited potatoes and sodium and increased whole grains in school lunches. That means pizza will continue to be counted as a vegetable. French fries will undoubtedly prevail. Some schools had complained that the proposed changes would have cost too much. And that's something people looking to improve school lunches can understand. Here in the Boston area, City Fresh Foods delivered whole wheat bread, zero trans fat products, sauces made from scratch, and custom marinated meats to a handful of public schools. But they had to give up those contracts and focus on private and charter schools because of costs. Across the country, public schools keep prices down by relying on large food service providers like Sodexo, Aramac, Preferred Meal Systems, and Chartwells that deliver mainly prepackaged frozen food. But Glenn Lloyd is CEO of City Fresh Foods here in Boston. So Glenn, first of all, what are some of the problems you ran into trying to bring in these healthier meals?
We have a lot of constraints within the from the operation point of view of how do we get these meals out to the kids within the parameters, right? So one of the biggest constraints is the budget. So we have some price point concerns. The federal reimbursement right now for a free lunch is $2.77. So when you have to do, I think, right, it's about a 2 ounce protein. Mm. It's two servings of 3/4 cups of a fruit and a vegetable. It's a 1/2 cup of a grain. It's a milk. That includes packaging, includes delivery. So the reality is most of the vendors, if you're more than a dollar for material costs per meal, you know, you're really not going to be in business.
Well, and you say the reimbursement is $2.77.
Correct.
But is that what you actually get?
Well, it depends on the school system. So we do a lot of charter schools, a lot of parochial schools. Our price points are in those ranges. We know in Boston here, the price is a fraction of that to the vendor.
Why? Why do you get less than the $2.77?
Because there's administration costs from the school side.
So you have admin.
Admin, you have nutritionists, you have folks on the school site to receive the food and to distribute the food. So it actually, you know, you're under $2 when you're talking about to the vendor in Boston and the Boston Public Schools.
So start there. I mean, I know you were very excited when you got a Boston Public School contract, but could you maintain that if you were getting less than, you know, were you getting like a dollar of something for serving a meal per child?
Yeah, we're, I mean, part of the challenge with City Fresh, we're a mission-driven company. We want to get more healthy food, greater volumes out to the kids. And what better place is the Boston Public Schools, where we have a lot of concentration of the kids who are poor, and we have a lot of the health issues in our schools. But, Robin, the reality is the price points are just so challenging. So we were vended at about $1.55 a meal, and we're getting these meals out to the kids. But we decided we had to back away because the price points were just so low.
Well, talk to us more, though, about what went wrong. Again, you're being paid now maybe $1.55 a meal. You want to do fresh and local products, and you just can't make it at that cost. Tell us how the system works. We know that there are large companies that do most of the school lunch production across the country. What are they doing? Like, what kinds of foods are they using?
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, they're using a lot of the processed foods, and it makes it less expensive for them to get in. They also are using a lot of commodity foods.
Commodity foods. We've heard about huge stores of Velveeta cheese, you know, that the government has bought these blocks of cheese. That's a commodity. That's when the government buys up a lot of food and then resells it to the vendors?
Correct. And how it works is that usually the districts decide, like Massachusetts decides, okay, here's a list of foods that the government is looking to purchase. And they make a list up, and then they present that list to their vendor saying, well, this is what's available. And the vendor will then buy off of that list. And then they take that product, they use it in their meals, and they discount the dollar value of that product back to the school. So it really drives down the price points.
Which is why they can afford to do a meal at $1.55.
Correct.
And we also know that the government heavily subsidizes, you know, corn, for instance. So corn syrup would seem to be very inexpensive for these vendors.
Absolutely. And that's one of your bases of a lot of your processed foods.
That's the competition you're facing.
Correct.
As a small vendor. So how do you end run that? What are some of the things you're trying to do?
Well, it's a series of things. And one is we try to get the freshest, healthiest stuff into the system. And we try to do it within the price points. So, for example, this summer we did a camp, 400 kids. A big component of this is education and making sure not only just the kids understand, you know, why it's important to eat this type of food, but it's the parents, it's the administrators, it's the teachers, it's the principals, it's the folks that sign the contracts. So we had everyone lined up, and we were able to educate these kids. And I got to tell you, we actually, at the end of the summer, 70% of the food that went to these kids' mouths was New England produced. We had fresh fruit coming in. Our meats were coming 90 miles away.
Give me an example of a meal.
For example, like a salsa chicken. So your chicken is coming out of Vermont, humanely raised, and, you know, no artificial chemicals into that meat. It's a homemade sauce made from local tomatoes. So we're trying to present that to the kids. Again, we had a salad bar every day, and the question was, will the kids eat from a salad bar? And the answer was absolutely yes. When you have a salad bar, you can put in spinach and carrots and your high-nutrient vegetables.
You said, you just made the point that when you put the salad bar out, they will come, especially if you put, like, croutons or something right. on it. But there are people who don't believe this. They don't think it extends to, you know, pizza and hot dogs and chicken nuggets, that this is all kids want to eat. Will kids eat food other than those three staples?
Yeah, I'd say you got to meet the kids part of the way. So you're not going to take, like, the hamburgers and hot dogs and the pizza off the menu. But how do you change the ingredients and the quality of that product? Some things we've done is whole wheat pizza, you know, really good quality cheese. And we just switched our hot dogs to nitrate-free hot dogs. So you can put some things in front of the kids that taste the same, looks the same, but are absolutely a lot healthier. And how do you move them into more salads, and how do you move them into eating their vegetables? That's a little more challenging, but it's doable. Again, if it's a holistic effort. And I can't emphasize enough, a huge part of this is education, and it's cultural. And how do we get these kids eating more of the good stuff, more of the healthy stuff? And you got to remember, we're fighting against a pretty huge marketing machine from the other side, right? The fast foods and what have you, saying, hey, you know what? This is great stuff. It's cheap. Come in and eat it over here. That's what we're up against. To your point, I think we start with changing some of the ingredients of some of these products.
And what would you do with chicken nuggets?
Well, chicken is an interesting one. And chicken, you see chicken across the board because it's such an inexpensive protein. So what we do, we actually still have chicken nuggets on the menu, and it's a whole muscle meat chicken. And we actually bake our chicken nuggets versus frying. So there's ways of getting a better, healthier chicken nugget to the folks. And we actually, we've run some numbers on fresh chicken, for example. Can you do fresh chicken and compete with these nuggets? And even though it's a little more labor intensive, actually the cost of fresh chicken is less money because you're putting less into it. But what happens is the more effort and energy you got to put into the prep side and what have you, your labor costs start going up. We actually can compete with fresher local products going into local operators versus these big frozen systems that the stuff is coming in frozen.
Glenn Lloyd, the CEO of City Fresh Foods Incorporated. They provide meals to some schools here in the Boston area, although, as he's been telling us, it's much harder to do the public schools than the charter schools, as he's found. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you.